While a hot 2016 year caused serious ozone problems for the region, something New York got A grades for was short-term and year-round particle pollution maintenance. So what is particle pollution? It's made of tiny particles that come from coal-fired power plants, diesel emissions, wildfires, and wood-burning devices. American Lung Association Vice President for National Policy Janice Nolan says particle pollution has more lethal parts to it than ozone.
Particle pollution not only has the premature death health effect that we mentioned with ozone and asthma attacks, it also definitely can cause cardiovascular harm, including things like heart attacks and stroke. It also causes lung cancer, which we don't have any indication yet that ozone would do that.
Nolan says its size is part of what makes it so dangerous.
These particles we're talking about are 1/30th the diameter of a human hair, and they can get past the lungs, normal defense system, and lodge deep in the lungs. In fact, some of them are so tiny they can even get into the bloodstream and can go all over the body, and they're formed of different chemicals.
American Lung Association representatives credit the Clean Air Act for improvements to handling particle pollution. That includes American Lung Association Vice President of Communications for the Northeast, Mike Sealback.
The law has driven improvements in air quality for nearly 50 years, improvements that the State of the Air 2018 continue to document. The Clean Air Act's tools must remain in place, funded, and enforced, and the American Lung Association will continue to fight actions of the Trump administration to reverse or reduce protections in place.
Nolan says the current administration may be stacking the deck to deny scientific evidence.
The current EPA has taken steps to remove independent science advisors from key advisory committees, including the Clean Air Scientific Advisory Committee, and replace them with people paid by polluting industries. Administrator Pruitt has also signaled that the agency will restrict the research it will allow scientists to even consider, proposing to eliminate major scientific research that supports strong, clean air safeguards.
The report also credits climate change for bringing warmer temperatures, making air pollution harder to clean up. New federal policies could dictate what resources will be available to use in the future. Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.